Now, it would be appropriate for us to send you away, having defended Scripture, so you may face this consequence from us due to your neglect concerning the Scriptures. However, because I am deeply considerate of you and can no longer stand to see you bewildered and upset, let's provide the solution by first identifying who spoke these words when they were spoken and to whom. For God does not communicate the same way with everyone, just as we treat children and adults differently. So when was this spoken, by whom and to whom? By Solomon in the Old Testament addressing the Jews, who only understood sensible things and judged the power of God by these. These are the ones who say, "Can he provide food too?" And, "What sign will you show us?" Our forefathers ate manna in the desert, whose God is their food source. Since they were testing him through these things, he tells them, "It is also possible for God to create both wealth and poverty. Not that he necessarily does this, but that he has the capacity to do so when he chooses. Just as when the scripture says, 'Who rebukes the sea and makes it dry and dries up all the rivers,' even though this never actually occurred. So why does the prophet say this? Not as something that always happens, but as something that is within God's power to do."